Starting another brand new hour of the Steve Gruber Show, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom. Let me tell you the truth, but nobody else will. I'll be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do it on a free-for-all Friday. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. now on the ballot in Michigan, which is a grave concern for Joe Biden's reelection effort, with the key swing state giving Donald Trump a bigger edge with RFK on the ballot than without. Number two, Elon Musk ready to put the money where the mouth is when it comes to free speech. He says he's going to fund a national signature campaign to support the First Amendment, and that is something I can get behind it. Number three, well, look at that. It's Free for All Friday. We're going to throw it all out there. And you may get a chance to chime in, too. The Common Sense Hotline, open for business, 877-310-9966. And that means, ready to hear from you, America. I try to do this at least once a week on Fridays. The rules are simple. Number one, keep it clean like you were talking to your grandmother. Number two, if you've been on the past 30 days or so, please wait. Don't clog the lines. Let some other folks get in there and say something about the world. And number three, do not call me to discuss other shows or hosts or complain about something one of the networks we broadcast on is doing. We don't have time to waste on that. Just focus on big issues like what's happening in America today and what concerns you. The number 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. Light up the Common Sense Hotline. Go. Israel retaliating against Iran last night. Seems to be a limited strike. Not a lot of information on what was hit yet. We'll keep an eye on that. And we'll start here as we wait for more information on that. One of your words for the day is Bidenomics. Bidenomics. And the questions about Joe's economic plan, well, they're over the top. Listen to this.
At tonight, we can proudly say the state of our union is strong and getting stronger. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics.
That's Bidenomics. That's investing in America. And guess what? It's working.
Inflation rising.
Gas prices are surging.
Our border is in chaos.
We've seen millions of illegal immigrants pour over the border.
Shootings, carjackings, and robberies happening by the day.
We have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Inflation's not going away.
People can't afford groceries.
Prices have skyrocketed.
Shelter up 20%. Energy costs up 30%.
Israel has declared it is at war.
Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Bad for working families, bad for American jobs, bad for the world order and stability.
Oh, yeah. Joe Biden's America. Let me give you some numbers. Electricity's up 28%. Gas is up 52%. Diesel fuel up 50.4%. And our strategic petroleum reserves have been depleted by 42%. All right, let's go to the phones. Dave is in Michigan. Good place to start. I like it here. Dave, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Steve, for all the hard work you do.
Thank you.
And the question I've got is our governor, Whitmer, has made it to where every firearm purchased, including long guns, has to be on a register. I've noticed that. I've bought a few in the last few weeks, and just like registering a handgun. And I'm also hearing that through the ATF, that person-to-person gun sales are going to be eliminated. And I'm just wondering how
long. Well, basically eliminated. ATF... You and I, basically the way the ATF wrote this 1,000-page rule, Dave, is that you want to sell me a gun. You are now a gun dealer. Therefore, you have to go get a federal firearms license, which is hundreds of dollars in background checks and all sorts of hoops and so forth. Go ahead.
Well, and I'm just wondering, when did the ATF get to write law? I thought Congress was the only ones that could do that.
Well, see, that's the problem with the Chevron doctrine. You see, they can apply the rules any way they want. Dave, that's the point. And by the way, for the rest of you listening to what Dave's telling you, that's what the Democrats want to do for the rest of the country. They don't want private ownership of firearms. They want a national database. That's what they've created in Michigan by doing this. And it's a big problem. Dave, thank you for calling in. It's a big problem. The rules are going to get challenged. They're going to go to court. But for now, that's what you're dealing with. That's a fact. Gary is checking in from Las Vegas, Nevada. Gary, how are you?
Yes, sir. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was worried about, all those Ingermans, they want welfare. Clinton, he put it on a 2-year, and Obama took it off, I hope Trump will, I'll do that, okay?
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you for checking in. Look, here's the thing I saw. In fact, we played on the program here yesterday, if you missed it. We had these people from, I think they was from Africa, sitting in the New York City Councilman complaining about the food, complaining about the quality of the accommodations. They could have stayed home, was my thought, but apparently they didn't. Sandy, next up, Vermont, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm lovely. What's on your mind, Sandy?
Well, I have a problem, and my problem is that I don't understand if we have all this information on Biden's corruptness, his incapacity to be able to handle an investigation into his secret documents that he had in his garage, in his house, everywhere
right.
else. Why is he allowed to run for president? I want to know why nothing is being done to take him out, to allow him to even run
power
as the president of the United States when he's so
money.
Corrupt.
Yeah, power and money, Sandy. That's your answer, power and money. Is Joe Biden really running this thing? Come on. I don't think so. You don't think so?
No, he's feckless.
Yeah,
no,
he's
hopeless. What? He shouldn't even be running. He shouldn't even be allowed to run.
Right. I don't agree. I don't disagree with
you. I don't
you.
Think he's destroyed this country. I've watched it happen. My son, I'm a fentanyl mother. I lost my son a year ago, fentanyl. And I think it's disgusting what he's doing. I think to have these borders all open,
yeah,
to have all these children dying, it's pathetic. And I don't think it's right in this country. And somebody needs to do something about this. Because this open border thing is all to let these people go into Republican areas, change the vote, and let them vote, which is not right. My grandparents were descendants of France. They came here legally. It took her 7 years to become a citizen. And yet these people are flying right over the border, directly into these places.
Sandy,
they're giving more rights than the Americans.
Well,
and
they
we're
do
paying
get more
for
rights.
It.
And I'm sorry about your loss. Terribly sorry. We all are. Thank you for calling in. Greatly appreciate you sharing that story. That's the damage being done to America right now. Vermont, not exactly close to the Texas border, is it? No. And she lost her son to fentanyl. As 125,000 Americans will die from fentanyl this year, maybe more. That's what we have the rough estimate of. And yet, Alejandro Mayorkas, not impeached. The Democrats don't even hold the trials to discuss the problems with the border. No, they don't even do that. So people like Sandy can lose their children without explanation at all. Sad, isn't it? Take a break and be right back. It's Free for All Friday on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. and some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org.